This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody, in for Lisa Mullins. 48 migrants now have left Martha's Vineyard. They were flown to the island this week by the Republican governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, although they were not informed of their destination, and local authorities did not get advance word of their arrival. This morning, the migrants were moved voluntarily to Joint Base Cape Cod to start receiving more extensive services, after they initially stayed at a church-based shelter that was set up for them in Edgartown. State Representative Dylan Fernandez represents Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and part of Cape Cod. He spent time with the migrants, a group that includes several young children and teens. We asked Fernandez what's next for them, starting at the base on the Cape.
This facility is going to offer wraparound services, including, food and drink services and clothing and hygiene, along with wraparound mental health, physical health, counseling services, and case managers for long-term housing and educational services for the children. So it's a much more suitable facility where these families will be a lot more comfortable.
What are you thinking, looking back over the last days and the community's response to them on the vineyard? And, what stood out to you the most?
Look, these children and families arrived without notice to the local community. But as soon as we realized that they were here, this is a community, an island that sprang into action and very quickly stood up a shelter, pumped up 50 beds, gave people the food and water and support that they needed, brought in Spanish speakers to help interpret and make people comfortable, set up a playroom for the children here. I couldn't be more proud of that.
I know you got to speak with some of the migrants. Is there a story that resonates with you that you can share?
Well, there's a lot of different stories. I mean, look, one individual, at least one individual, was traveling for several months just to get to the border. And when they were in Texas, this person was lied to by people trying to coax him onto an airplane. He wasn't told where he was going. All these people were told that they were going to a city, and some were told New York. Others were told they were going to their immigration meeting. And everyone was told, it seems, that they were going to be welcomed with housing and with jobs. And, they arrived with a lot of confusion. And I think the resilience that they've shown here is really remarkable. And at the end of the day, we need to be grounded in the fact that these are humans. These are people, and no one should be treated how they've been treated.
What did you hear directly about why they fled to the United States?
Well, there's a range of things. Some people were fleeing from profound violence that was in their countries. Others were fleeing, I think, because of economic reasons. And, it's for our immigration services in the country, which are run through the federal government, not the states, to work through those claims and those cases and make sure everyone gets the legal representation that they need. And that's what we're doing right here.
As you have referenced, reports have emerged that these migrants did not know where they were going, certainly did not know they were going to land on the vineyard, were told that they would be helped where they arrived. Is your office assisting in any investigations into what happened?
I mean, we know that this is a political stunt. We know that the governor of Florida, one of the largest states in the country, has been spending his time in the past months not working on the issues facing people of Florida, of which there are many, but instead spending his time hatching a secretive plot to ship humans, people, to my district on a complete lie, just so he can claim that he's tough on immigration and beat his chest on it. There's nothing tough about using women and children as political pawns. Ron DeSantis is a coward. What is tough, what is strong, is the outpouring of community support that was shown here for these families. And I believe that outpouring of support represents the best of America.
The Baker administration says now that the migrants who choose this will be housed in dormitory-style buildings at Joint Base Cape Cod and will be given access to health care, and they're getting legal services. At this point, what are your biggest concerns regarding their needs and what happens next?
Well, we're going to make sure that all their needs are met. You know, one of their big concerns yesterday was around being able to access the internet and access family. And so we've worked to make sure through Martha's Vineyard Community Services and other entities to make sure that people were given prepaid cell phones. We've heard from some of the people here that they had their cell phones stolen on their journey to the border or possibly at the border. And, you know, right now there are immigration attorneys going through with everyone in their individual cases to make sure that we tailor the needs for each individual and each family. And that's been going on since yesterday. We set up a triage area. And what happens next is largely, I think, going to be dictated by the different immigration statuses that the individuals here have.
State Representative Dylan Fernandez represents Falmouth and the Islands. Thank you for talking with us.
Pleasure. Thank you.